Welcome. This is Pastor Miranda Reiser with King's Chapel, West Virginia, where we experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today. To stay connected, check us out on Instagram or Facebook, and you can also visit us online at kcwestvirginia.com. Now, here is today's message.
You know, because I never finished the other night, you know, talking about the topic, the thing I preached about was around burnout, and I went through that. I'm not going to jump back into that tonight, but even Sunday night, you know, thank you guys for, you know, some of you reached out to me since the sermons this weekend and just talked about some of the things that have happened with your family, and please understand those testimonies. I love hearing those testimonies and the things that God's doing in your families. It's encouraging to me as your pastor, and so you know, especially when you get a word from the Lord over something, and it's very encouraging. So praise God. I'm thankful for everything that He's doing. But in Leviticus, let me just pick up with this passage of scripture, and I'm going to go to Leviticus 6:13, and I can read this, and then Matthew 3:11. And let's get into the Word. This is going to be fun. Praise God. So, Father, we thank You. Leviticus 6:13, it says, "A fire shall always be burning on the altar, and it shall never go out." Now, let's take your Bibles, go to Matthew 3:11. This is John the Baptist speaking, Matthew 3:11. He says, "I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not even worthy to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Father, thank You tonight for Your word. I thank You, Father, for just everything that's been done on Calvary, Father. Even as we recognize the resurrection this week, Father, I'm thankful for You saving me, Father. And Lord, I'm thankful that, God, that You also have given me fire, and You've given Your church fire, Father, to carry this work out, to see the kingdom of God advance. So, Father, I pray, let us have revelation of the fire of God. And Lord, the power, the very power that we're endued with. So, Father, we thank You tonight for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You start talking about power and fire and the Holy Ghost, and it kind of gets on you very quickly. You know, the few things that we talked about Sunday night, and I want to run with this course tonight because you know, as we talked about this thing called burnout, you know, I kind of addressed it briefly, but the other day, but you know, you hear this all the time. I'm burnt out. I'm overworked. I'm overwhelmed. I'm over this, over that. And it was so funny because Brother Donnie wouldn't care. He said, "You won't even believe what I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and was driving around Parkersburg, West Virginia. I made up my decision that I wasn't coming to church Sunday morning. I thought I'll just go Sunday night." And he said, and you know what I was doing? He said, "I drove around Parkersburg and I said, Lord, I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out, Lord. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overworked." He said, everything that I had said that morning, he said, I was driving around Parkersburg complaining to the Lord about where I was at. And then he said, then the Lord quickened me and said, "You need to go to church Sunday morning." So they drive from Parkersburg to get here. And so he walked up to me Sunday and he's like, he said, "How good is the God we serve? That the very thing that you said out of your mouth was the very same thing that I was complaining about 6 hours ago at 4 o'clock in the morning as I was driving around Parkersburg." I said, "Well, God knows, you know, and God truly knows." But it's not a time to be burnt out. It's not a time to retract. It's not a time to feel overwhelmed or overburdened. But it truly is a time to press into the things of God. And I think through prayer, through the things that we're seeing God release on earth right now, not just with Kings and you know, our extensions, but I believe globally with the church, it's quite remarkable. So not a time to burn out, but a time to really, I truly believe, burn for the things of God. You know, as I was into it Sunday night, you know, one of the things that we, how do we keep the fire burning? So this is the running theme tonight. If you were taking notes, you can pick up with this. You know, one of the things I talked about Sunday night was obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You have to understand that, you know, that as a believer, your obedience is everything to God. You know, your obedience to God is, I mean, absolutely 100% everything. You can say, well, I've done this for the Lord, I've done that for the Lord, and I've sacrificed, and I've given myself this way and that way and all this. But your obedience is the key to unlocking things in your Christian walk. And it truly, obedience is the key to maintain the fire. If you want to maintain fire in your life, it's in the, and please hear this tonight, it's always in the little things. People think, you know, it's in the little things, because God wants to set you up in the little things. If you don't listen to God in the little things, he's not going to give you bigger things. If you don't do the little things that God's asking you to do, guess what? He's not, well, you know, I'm just going to give him this one big huge thing. It'll overwhelm you, right? It's like the glory of God. It'll overwhelm you. It'll knock you out. But see, it's important that you understand that in your obedience, it truly is the little things. How many people ever went to church when they didn't feel like going? I raise my hand. I'm the pastor. There's been times I've been upstairs and I'm like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this today. You know, I Lord, help. You know, there's times I come in here, you know, public speaking was something I never truly seen myself ever doing. You know, I took speech class. My first speech class, I had a few of them, praise God. The first speech class I took, I ended up with a C-. C-. And I, you know, and here I do. See, this is my proper English. Here I do, church. I'm spitting now, too. All the things. I break all the rules. Amen. I break them all. Praise God. You know, and even lately, I've been trying to go back and listen to myself because I'm trying to correct some things. If you preach or teach or do anything like that, it's good to do that. It's good to go back and listen to yourself. You do worship, go back and listen to yourself. It'll help correct some things. The ums and the buts and the things that you, and the nuts and all the stuff you say, you know, it'll help you line some things up. But your obedience, hear this tonight, your obedience is everything. Your obedience to the God's word, it's like, you know, last night, the power of God, even, it was just, you know, it's not like we had some Holy Ghost fired meeting last night, but you could feel the fire of God in our midst meeting last night. You could just feel the presence of God. Brother Justin, he's a great reader. We found out. I mean, he reads very, very well. But even God's presence last night as we were ministering to one another, that's the fire. That's the very fire, and that's the very nature of God, that when you're in it, man, you know. I looked at him last night. I said, you know what? I feel like running around the building. Like, I just, something in me was just like excited for the things of God. Now, not everybody runs around buildings. I do sometimes. I like to run. Sometimes if it hits me, I got to run. Praise God. But hear this today. Your obedience is everything. Secondly, your response. How you respond. Positionally, how you respond as a believer is so important. You know, see, it's interesting because, you know, Timothy, when we think about Timothy, Paul said, you know, when Paul laid hands on, he was reminding Timothy, you've had hands laid on you. You've had the fire of God, but by come on you by the laying on of hands. Don't forget, Timothy. Stir that up, Timothy. Stir up that gift. Stir up that fire. Stir that stuff up that's on the inside of you. So, you know, in even understanding Paul reminding Timothy of that is so. It's so amazing in the sense of the very nature of God. God wants us to be responsive. He wants us to respond to His Word. He wants us, you know, He wants us to respond to altar calls. Amen. He wants us to respond to the very nature of who He is. Why do we pray for healing in here? We believe people can be healed, right? You guys with me? Everybody? We're a church that believes in divine healing. So we're a church that believes in prosperity. We're a church that believes in the blessing of the Lord. We believe that the enemy's under our feet. We believe that we have spiritual authority. We believe that you know, our destinies are in Christ Jesus. Amen. There's things that we attach ourselves to, but it's important that you understand your response. And I'm just kind of flagging these a few of these things because your response is key. how you respond to the things of God. How do you respond to God in prayer? You know, you can pray. You know, Dr. Morocco's message has messed with me this whole year. Because that's the thing. Don't be lazy. Anytime I feel like I get, you know, I always get that picture of Dr. Morocco walking down the steps to get his glasses. You guys remember that story? He said, I got to the top of the steps, and he was like, I'll just get them later. You know, and I mean, doctor's steps are steep, aren't they? To his, you know, and they're, you know, and I'm like, why does he do this? You know, we're like always like, doctor, why do you get a room downstairs? You got a big house. Right, you got a big house. Just take a room downstairs. And I always think about that. I always think, you know, doctor, you know, just him saying, don't be lazy. We're going to listen to that message about halfway through the year. Again, I listened to it again the other day, but just powerful. And but what it does is it stirs things up in us. But you know, it's like, can I give you something though? Take this tonight, because why would I re-listen to a message? Because I know what that message did to me when I listened to it the first time, and what it does is it creates a response. It's like, you know, so listen to, you know, I've been listening to Holy Ghost fired preachers. I've really, over the last 2 weeks, I changed a little bit of some of the things that I was listening to, because I felt like God was like, preach on the fire. Talk about the fire of God. Talk about how real this stuff is. This isn't a game. Talk about, because we need the fire. We need the power of God living in our life. Amen. And so you begin to build, so what happens is that stuff comes out of you. It creates a response. The God in you will create a response. You know, I remember one time, I've shared this before, but I remember we were fasting in Hawaii. And I think we were 7 or 8 days into a fast. And I look around and Evangelist McKilla, he's gone. I'm turning my back and he's going out the door. I was like, I must have made him mad. Something I'm mad, you know, made him mad. And he came back maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours later. I was like, where you been? He's like, I had to go to the store. I was like, the store? He's like, I had to go pray with somebody. I felt this inside of me. It was all bottled up. It had to come out. Okay. But, I mean, he prayed. He led 2 or 3 people to the Lord, went and laid hands on somebody. They got healed. So, you know, God, you know, we've got to respond to God. But, you know, we've got to respond to the things that he's asking us to do. As simply put, you know, even today, I mean, I like people. Naturally, I really do, but the water guy, the water was shut off in the building today. And I spent 20 minutes in the parking lot today with a Christian. And he just began to pour out. He said, I used to go to church here. Okay, here we go. This is going to be fun. So we talked for a while. And he talked, you know, and I'm like, I could tell he was spirit-filled. You know, he had been around some stuff. And, he started talking about some things with family. He's like, you know, got this, got that. And I said, let's pray for him. He just kind of looked at me. I said, let's do this thing. Let's pull down heaven. So, you know, here we are. He's Fairmont Water, City Water. You know, I'm like, no, let's do this thing now. And that's the thing. We've got to be in that place where we respond to the things of God. People need miracles right now, guys. Can I tell you? People need miracles. They need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. If there's one great message this Easter, people need Jesus. So we get them to a place where they can hear about Jesus, or we get them to a place where we can even minister Jesus to them. The Bible says, go and make disciples. Amen. How do we do that? We keep the Great Commission in front of us always. And I know, you know, we've been a little slow in starting this year with salvations being won, but that's getting ready to change. That's getting ready to change. The harvest, I mean, there's a harvest to be had this year. And I'm looking at the harvesters. You guys, the church, we're the harvesters. That's getting ready to change, praise God. So our response is important. Third thing I talked about the other day was, yeah, Jesus, help me. The third thing I talked about, is this okay to refresh this? Okay, praise God. Thank you, Master Liao. I got one, yeah, that's all I needed. I was going to do it anyway, so. But the third thing I talked about was, you know, don't let other people determine your fire. Don't let people put your fire out. People will, You know, people like to, you know, people like to put people's fire out. They like to come and put water on the fire. Or they like to throw a wet log on the fire. Don't be persuaded by friends. Don't be persuaded by family. Be persuaded by God. Be fully persuaded by God. You know, the greatest battle for the church